Roger stops singing along. The mic is on.
I have been known to do that. Not with this song in particular.
Of course, yeah. I'm trying to picture that in mentally in my head. And it just
me singing in a falsetto voice. Not a pretty thing.
So I haven't heard you sing in a regular voice, so I don't know. I guess that's maybe why I'm having some trouble with it. But, just in general, I think our listeners probably would have trouble with that in any case.
Yes. That's not why they tune in.
Of course not. Well, anyway, we have, of course, this show that you've tuned into. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. That's Roger over there. This is the guy we've been talking to who can't sing along with Pink on that particular song. But has been chatting with us on various issues and that kind of thing. And, of course, you're a part of the discussion as well. And as we talk about these things, you're always welcome to pick up the phone and give us a shout, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Either way, you can get hold of us and talk with us about what we're talking about right now. Now, Roger was interesting because we had a discussion it was a couple of days ago, in regards to Obamacare. A lot of people called in. A lot of people had differences of opinion. And one thing that has been brought up about Obamacare is that it's gotten more people signed up for insurance. And an interesting article came out, and I wanted to share this, said that more than 4.7 million Americans have had their health insurance canceled as a result of the Affordable Care Act. However, less than that, just 2 million Americans have signed up for coverage through Obamacare. So you see numbers like that, you got to start scratching your head and wondering, how in the world is this going to work if we've got a plan that was supposed to make healthcare more affordable, more available, a part of daily life in America, and yet there are, looks like, if I do the math correctly, 2.7 million Americans who now don't have health care because of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to make – it makes me kind of question, was this something that was worthwhile? And the interesting thing, this is an article that comes from the Daily Caller, and they go a little bit further into some of the things that that Obamacare mandates. They say 10 essential benefits, and some of them include – all plans, including maternity coverage, which sounds reasonable until you figure out that half of the population has no ability to bear children, which kind of makes you kind of scratch your head a little bit. And
but aren't men involved in that process?
Certainly men are, but at the same time,
I don't think women get pregnant all by themselves.
But it's usually the woman's policy that covers what happens during pregnancy.
But isn't this to keep businesses from discriminating against women because they have pregnancy-related health care?
So,
and so businesses could decide, oh, well, if I just discriminate against women completely, then I won't have to pay for health care for my health care for employees won't be as expensive because I'm only going to have men because men can't get pregnant and I'm not going to pay for women's pregnancies seeing I don't want to hire women.
But should every single insurance plan, well, let's face it, there are women that are paying for prostate exams and women don't need that. So, to me, it's not a matter of discrimination. It's a matter of looking at women and looking at men and going, there might be a difference here.
But I pay property taxes to support schools, have voted for every millage that has come to vote in our community.
Totally your choice.
Yeah. And using your logic, because my wife and I don't have children, we should have been exempted from paying school taxes.
Well, you're talking about a different issue here. We're talking about we're talking about what Obamacare has in there, saying that all plans have to have maternity coverage.
Yeah.
All plans have to, even customers without kids have to purchase plans that cover pediatric services. Now, how in the world does that work? You're making people without kids pay more money than what they should have just simply because, oh, they don't have kids, but those other people do. So we need to make sure we have a one-size-fits-all plan that covers everybody. It turns out to be nobody's happy based on that. But the ultimate thing, if you look at this, this was supposed to be something that helped us get more people covered. And based on the numbers, less people are covered today.
But this is we're still in the transition period.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some bumps in the road. Now, I will agree with you that Obama shouldn't have been promising that every health care plan will still be out there. I think he didn't anticipate people wanting crappy insurance plans once Obamacare was offered. And these people who are not getting the insurance plans they used to have, in general, had crappy plans that cut you off after a certain amount of expense, saying you'd reached your policy maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And those policies were deficient policies in the first place. Now, Obama put his foot in it with the way he talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
continues to, quite frankly.
But that's an Obama problem. That's not a problem with the Affordable Care Act.
Well, it is an Obama problem because he introduced it to us, advocated it, and signed it.
Well,
and it becomes our problem because we all have to deal with this whether we want to or not.
It was also passed by the House and the Senate. It wasn't just President Obama woke up one morning and said, I've got this idea that I'm going to force on all of the people in this country.
And there's and the thing. Let's look at how it was passed,
even the
too.
Supreme Court has said that the Affordable Care Act is legal.
But let's look at how it was passed as well. It was put through the Senate, and then Ted Kennedy passed on. He was replaced in there by was it Scott Brown?
Yeah.
And then at that point, Democrats knew they did not have the votes to override a filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to the House and said, if we want to get this passed at all, it's got to be done this way and this way alone. And they shoved it through over the protests of a majority of Americans who said they didn't want it. So Congress was not listening to a majority of Americans.
Well,
wait a minute. They shoved it through. They absolutely did.
I think that's an overstatement.
Yeah. Okay. Proof. Bring it on.
Well, show me the polling that said the majority of Americans were opposed to it.
Polling that was going on all through that time and that said some majority of Americans didn't want it.
And a number of those polls showed people did want it, or they did want portions of it.
Well,
and so you're sort of cherry-picking, Jeremy.
Cherry-picking by saying that people didn't want the Affordable Care Act?
But many,
that's not cherry-picking. That's saying they didn't want that particular form
of healthcare legislation. But the majority
of
people wanted their children left on their health plan until the children were 26.
So let's start there. Let's start there and put that into something.
But the conservatives in Congress did nothing. They were opposed to things.
Conservatives in Congress were bowled over. They sat down with Obama, and he basically said, sorry, guys, you're not getting any of your ideas in here. And if people don't like it, well, that's what elections are for.
Neither,
he said those very words.
Neither you nor I have the polling to demonstrate our perspective. And I'm saying that you're saying the majority of American people were always opposed to all aspects of the Affordable Care Act.
I didn't say all aspects.
That's a load of crap.
I said the Affordable Care Act, they were against that. They didn't want it, and Congress shoved it through.
Only when you ask the question in that way, if you break out the major components of the program, the majority of Americans wanted all of the components that are
all
a part
of the components,
of
really?
You've got
polling data to back that up.
If you got well, you come prepared tomorrow. I'll come prepared tomorrow. You show me where all Americans were opposed, and I'll show you where there was support from Americans for the ACA.
We'll see.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay. And we have on the line with us State Representative Margaret O'Brien. Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Margaret. Happy New Year to you.
You too. I hope you had a wonderful and safe holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Roger, I wanted to follow up on a comment you said in that we're eliminating bad insurance plans in real estate. And my colleagues are all self-employed. And I have to tell you, a lot of my colleagues have lost great insurance plans. They now have to pay more to get the same or even less coverage. I have one friend who was highlighted in the Kalamazoo Gazette. She's nearing 60. And the only thing that she's getting on her health insurance plan that she didn't have before was maternity care. She's not going to have children. She's almost 60, and she's now paying four times as much for health care premiums. That's where my concern lies, is that no
sounds
longer
to me like she needs to go out and go to the website and do a little shopping for insurance. Now that insurance companies have to compete, if her insurance is that far out of line with the other costs, the other insurance plans that are out there, yeah, she can keep her plan if she wants to waste money.
No, she can't, Roger.
But she could
can't
do a little shopping and find a much better bargain in California. California, where they use their state exchange, over half the population is saving money.
But
so
Roger,
we can pick these we can pick these anecdotal pieces of information and talk about it, this one woman that you know, but it's too early to be just talking about individuals. We've got to look at the bigger picture as this thing just gets off the ground.
Roger, what my point was, you said we're getting rid of all these crappy insurance plans. She had one in which she felt very good about it. She loved it. She'd been on it for years. My whole point here is we should be allowed to choose what we want to be insured for. When I used to purchase my own health insurance, when both my husband and I were self-employed, we were very thoughtful and chose. Now she has a higher deductible, higher premiums. And all she's getting is maternity care, which she's not going to get pregnant. And so you're sitting here going, she went on to the marketplace. She has looked. You know, for some people that need insurance, yes, they're going to get needed insurance. I don't disagree with you. But we can't make blanket statements that all these plans were bad. Because I got to tell you, having purchased myself, you look at it very carefully. You weigh, what do you want to pay out of pocket? What do you want covered? And you make those decisions. Those decisions now are taken away from us because there's a mandated minimum. You can't really, you don't have any choices as you do with car insurance.
Margaret, what is your solution to the problem other than repealing the Affordable Care Act?
Well, we need to look at this holistically. We have to say, what is causing health care premiums to rise? What's causing health care costs to rise? The more that we mandate affordable health care, the higher the cost goes. I do appreciate that we're trying to address issues that, in all fairness, had not been addressed previously. I do question the wisdom of allowing kids to be on parents' health care coverage until 26. Maybe there's times it's needed. But you know what, Roger? My kids are, I have one kid who's 18, the other one will be 18. They're adults.
Margaret,
I'm not obligated to take care of them till 26. So
Margaret,
we need to
Margaret,
really weigh these.
Excuse me a second. When you're talking about your kids staying on to age 26, do you know what group of people is most actively using keeping their children on their policies to age 26?
Oh, I saw that article.
It's Republicans. So you're trying to take this away from the people who voted you into office. Does that make sense?
Roger, it's more than Republicans who voted for me. You know I've always been a very independent voice. I voted for the Medicaid expansion. So you can't paint me into some conservative corner.
But you are a Republican, and I can tell you the majority of people using that aspect of the Affordable Care Act are Republicans, and you're saying here publicly that you think they shouldn't have that and you want to take it away from them.
I'm saying what we should be doing is having an honest discussion, which most don't want to. Many of us want to overgeneralize and really have this 50, 60,000 foot discussion about issues that aren't personal. We really do need to talk about it.
Isn't talk about this one particular woman, you know? Isn't that overgeneralizing? When you come on and you want to talk about one woman's experience?
But Roger, that's
not overgeneralizing?
Talking about one person's experience is really getting down to the nuts and bolts of the system.
You were just critical of overgeneralization.
Let the woman speak.
Roger, you made a statement that every single health care plan out there was bad and that we fixed it. And what I was trying to make the point, the reason I called, is I wanted to let you know, as somebody who has purchased their own health care, you can't say that, because many of us, especially who are self-employed, we look really carefully at every item that is or isn't covered. I've been through surgeries when I was paying for my own health insurance. I've been there. And on the flip side, I grew up very poor and watched my mother die a very painful death while on Medicaid. I get these. But we need to talk about the personal stories. We need to talk about the whole system in general. Right now, what we're getting caught up in is really talking about Obamacare. And then we just want to throw arrows at each other, depending on political affiliation. We really need to talk about a sustainable healthcare system that can be competitive and survive for the long term. My concern is we're trying to fix something really quickly, but it may not last the long term. I think your passion and my passion are very similar about having a sustainable, affordable, and accessible healthcare system. We just need to talk more about the detailed components, because a lot of that's getting missed.
Well, how about if we just agree that the Affordable Care Act is bad, and I agree, and give Medicare for everybody? That's what I think we should have done in the first place. We've got an incredibly efficient system for delivering health care that we're refusing to use. Instead, we insisted on reinventing the wheel and dragging these for-profit insurance companies into it. Couldn't we avoid all of this schmazel if we just expanded Medicare for everybody?
Unfortunately, I wish that were a simple answer. It hasn't. You know, I've served on the insurance committee the last 3 years, and I sat through detailed presentations by hospital after hospital. And when you look at it, both Medicare and Medicaid underpay what the actual service costs. Now, Medicare does reimburse at a better rate than Medicaid, so I will give you that it is better than Medicaid. Absolutely agree. But how we sustain the insurance is all the other forms of insurance must overpay. The private care overpays. Auto no-fault overpays. Workman's compensation overpays. So the problem we have here, as we move more and more people to Medicaid and Medicare, the system will at some point implode in the long term, because the system survives on a subsidy from the private insurance to the government insurance. And that's where I think you and I could have a very robust conversation about what is the long-term vision and how do you then back it up with the details, the billing processes, everything that's involved. Because healthcare is very complex, but yet we all want it to be affordable, accessible, and patient-centered. I'm just worried that we may unintentionally be going in a different direction.
Well, I share your concerns. We're losing manufacturing jobs to other countries, Ontario, because of healthcare. We spend 2.5 times more per capita on healthcare than any other country in the world, more than many others. And I think we found something we agree on, that the ACA is a first step, but we've got to deal with the rest of the healthcare issue.
And I really hope, you know, one thing I have appreciated is the focus on preventative care, because we do have a population that's not healthy, that we have to get healthy, and we've seen how much healthcare costs. With America spending so much money on healthcare, we are the place of innovation, and often America is subsidizing the rest of the world. We really need to talk about what's the preventative care and how can we change behaviors and lifestyles so that we don't have, you know, diseases like obesity, which is largely preventable, raising the cost of healthcare for all of us. And so I hope we can really have another conversation just as a general population, as a country, about what we can do to be healthier in the areas that we can directly control.
Okay. Margaret, we do appreciate you calling in. We're getting a little short on time, but you're always welcome to join us.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. We do have Jerry on the line. You know what? We've got a break to get to, but we'll get to Jerry next.
Okay. Eastbound I-94 at 91, mile marker 91, is a parking lot. Try to avoid that if you can.
Traffic note there brought to you by Westlake Drug, our family serving yours for over 35 years. Made the promise we were going to get Jerry on from Plainwell. Jerry, you're on with us. We don't have a lot of time, so quickly make
your
points.
I'll be quick. First point is Margaret, I hate to call her by her first name, but I can't remember the last name.
O'Brien.
Margaret's friend simply has to call her insurance provider and say, I want to stay on my old insurance for another year, and they're obligated to do it. She doesn't have to buy new insurance right now. A friend of mine, several friends of mine, I've told them to do that. They called their provider when they were canceled. The provider said, oh, yeah, you can do that. And they stay on for the full year without an increase and then have her apply, number one. So she doesn't have to get it right. No, that's one. Number two, Medicare costs have fallen by about, Medicare increase costs have fallen by about 12% since Obamacare went into effect. So Obamacare is already having an effect on what it costs for your insurance and what it costs for that. The other thing is,
okay, Jerry, we've run out of time. We got CBS News coming up. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You're older than you look, because you're bringing back all this stuff from...
Yeah, this is a newer version of it. So.
I know, but still, the fact that you would have even heard of a Steppenwolf song.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's ample reason for that. Not only have I been in radio for 20 years, which helps, but I was the youngest of three brothers, and my two older brothers were listening to Boston and some Led Zeppelin here and there, various things like that, you know. So it was like a lot of 70s music, you know. There was some 60s stuff thrown in, but not a ton of it. So, you know, when they say classic rock, that's the stuff I gravitate towards because I was basically forced to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So,
well, not forced. I volunteered
you
back then.
You volunteered then, so yeah. But you don't listen to it now. You've made that clear. So
right.
Another argument for another day.
Yes.
So, anyway, we have been, you know, it's funny. If people could only just hear us in the studio while breaks are going on, because we start getting into discussions again about this and going back and forth, and we kind of have to, wait, no.
We got to save this.
We're going to have this conversation with you that are listening. So,
well, that's because we're not actors.
I guess.
You know, this is real stuff to me.
We are passionate about what we believe in.
Yeah.
So.
And you are too. And so it's hard to cut it off just because CBS News is going to start.
Of course.
I had another thought.
But I'll tell you what, as always, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, as some have already done, 382-4280, also 877-382-4280, as we get into it here. We've been talking about Obamacare. And the way that this came up, if you're just joining us, there was an article that comes out basically saying that here, first couple of days of the year, here's the stats that are under Obamacare. More than 4.7 million Americans had health insurance canceled as a result of the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of it is 2 million Americans have signed up for Obamacare coverage. Now, this was supposed to be something that brought about universal health care, which
no,
is, which
no,
is
no.
A, well, that was a term that I heard you use actually off the air.
Oh, well,
but regardless,
I was saying that all other developed economies in the world have mm-hmm. universal health care,
mm-hmm.
but the ACA, right from the get-go, we were going to leave 10 to 15 million people uninsured,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and so this was never an attempt at universal health care.
And that was at its most optimistic. At this point, we've just managed to cut off 2.7 million people in an effort to get more people insured.
Well,
so, and that's troubling to me because
but
if
you're
it was
assuming
supposed to do,
those people will not move on to a better insurance plan, that they will, in fact, remain uninsured forever. And I don't think that's realistic.
Well, the other part
first,
of it, though,
a number of states did not allow the insurance to be canceled. As I look down the list of 50 here, Maine automatically extended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rhode Island never allowed any insurance cancellations. Georgia allowed insurers to continue the canceled policies.
Well, here's,
and so
and here's
it's
the thing.
Not
this...
all over the country. Some states actually proactively tried to help their citizens. Most states did not and just allowed this to impact their people, but a number of states attempted to help in this transition period by keeping the inadequate insurance policies that were canceled at least in place for another year or so.
Which is strictly a Band-Aid until we get to the end of next year when we have even more people thrown off their insurance, when the employer mandate comes in.
But by
and when
then,
we've got this
people
other thing,
will understand how the marketplace works.
They'll understand they're paying more money. That's what they're going to understand.
But they're
understanding that already.
But half the people in California are already saving money. And so
and the
you're
other
saying,
half of people aren't, apparently. So if you're going to put it on that footing.
Okay. But you're saying everybody is going to be paying more. And
we've heard an awful lot of stories about people that are paying more.
Stories
over this.
Is There's, one thing. Facts are another, Jeremy.
It's a fact that people are suffering because of the Affordable Care Act. There are
it's
people that
it's
have,
a fact
there
that
are
they're
people
suffering
that have lost
because
their jobs because of this thing.
That isn't true.
That absolutely is true.
That is not
absolutely
true. You're
true.
Just making
absolutely
give me, show me
locally,
your data to support that.
We talked about this the other day. Locally, people were taken out of their jobs at the hospital just simply because they had to get everything ready for the Affordable Care Act. They couldn't afford to keep these people on. People losing their jobs right there. There's an example for you.
Well, you can argue why the hospitals in this town
they said
had to
it right
reduce
in their reasoning that
of
it,
course
it was
they
apply
said
for
that
the Affordable Care
of
Act.
Course they said that. Are they going to out in public say we screwed this up, we've mismanaged our business? No, they're going to use the ACA as cover for what they're doing.
There's hospitals all over the country that are having to do that, or are they all mismanaging?
Why does a
were
major...
they all doing that? Or are they all bad to start with?
Yes. Why
everybody
is,
was?
Why is there
every hospital in America was apparently crappy. There you go.
Why,
heard it first.
Why is there a major employer in this town who offers people $1,000 if they'll take elective surgery to Grand Rapids because it is so much less expensive in Grand
okay,
Rapids
that's here in town,
than in
I'm,
Kalamazoo?
But I'm saying all over the country there's hospitals having to do this, not just here, but a lot of places where people are having to be cut just so the hospital can apply and have everything be legal because of the Affordable Care Act.
The United States spends 2.5 times more per capita on health care than any other the next country who's second behind us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do something
well,
about that, or we're going
we
to bankrupt
do something. But
you're saying we had a perfect system, and the ACA has screwed
system.
It up.
No, I didn't say we had a perfect system. You were the one that was saying every hospital in America was apparently mismanaging their money. So let's move on, though. We've got callers here, and Mark from Kalamazoo is on the line. Mark, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Sounds to me like Rogers totally for this Obamacare, results of this in any other way. But I just wondered if, Roger, have you ever gone online and try to purchase, well, not exactly purchase, but act like you were purchasing a policy based on average income, say $30,000, and see just what it would cost you with, say, a couple of kids. The average American person in Kalamazoo, just to see what it would cost you, what you would have to pay per month. Have you tried that, Roger?
No, I have no need. I'm covered by insurance, and I figure that website already has enough traffic just going there to play.
Well, you say you have no need, but yet you're saying that all these people are wrong for their coverages and what they're paying. You're saying it's affordable and it's a good deal, but you haven't checked it out yourself.
Well, I don't think you have to apply for insurance in every state in the country to talk about the Affordable Care Act. I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, I agree that this Affordable Care Act is unaffordable, and it's set up wrong. And my opinion, I think they should have taken a look at, okay, what is cost of the Medicare? The most amount of money, the general coverage, or is it the hospital surgeries, or is it the long-term care? You know, then they should have based it on that. They should have, you know, worked on what was costing the most. Now, preventive health care, your general practice, keeps people out of the long-term, the best chance of keeping them out of there. And keeping them out of surgery. My opinion, I think they should have made that a little more affordable than what they have. You follow me?
Absolutely, Martin. We do have some other callers here that we need to get to, but I do want to thank you for your call today. Appreciate
Happy New Year to you, Mark.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. All right. That was Mark in Kalamazoo. We move on to Gloria in Kalamazoo. You're on the line with us, Gloria. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. Hey, I want to just mention to you guys, if any, you know, we're self-employed. I've been self-employed. I've paid every dime of my health care for almost my entire life. And they forced me to take a policy that worked real well for me, and I had to go back to Blue Cross, and I had to redo it. I am paying for a policy that's exactly the same amount of money that I paid before. For a policy, and it's what they call the Keep Fit Plan or whatever, because I'm in good health, but my deductible quadrupled. I have to pay out of my pocket over $8,500 each year order to keep this policy.
Did you avail yourself of any of the navigators here in town that are available to help you shop the marketplace?
I went direct. I went right direct to Blue Cross.
Well, perhaps you need to do a little more shopping. And maybe some of these nonprofit organizations that are offering navigators to help people use this system for the first time, perhaps they could find you a more cost-effective policy. Blue Shield, they want to make money. And to sell you the absolute most expensive insurance policy they can is their goal.
This was the cheapest policy that they offered. It's not the cost of the policy. It's the deductible.
Well, then it is the cost of the policy.
But they
if the deductible changed from your previous policy.
No one has mentioned the deductible.
Not all policies have the same deductibles, Gloria.
That's right.
And so you need to do a little more shopping, it would seem.
This was the cheapest deductible they offered.
Gloria, let me ask you a question as well, because obviously you did some work with them in trying to figure this out.
You bet.
Did you find out when you did your shopping with Blue Cross, what was going to happen to the cost of your plan if you kept the deductible right where it was? Was it going to go a lot higher?
No, that policy no longer is available under Obamacare. That policy is void under Obamacare. Now, I did this right before they changed the policy or changed the procedure that I could go back and keep that policy for another year. And I may, in fact, go back to them and talk to them about that.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think you ought to shop around a little bit before you do that? I mean, the reason we didn't expand Medicare was to leave multiple insurance companies in this business and compete for your business. If you only talk to Blue Cross Blue Shield, they want to sell you a Blue Cross Blue Shield policy.
Roger, have you ever heard of commissions? All these other places add commissions.
I'm hearing reasons why you didn't shop around, and yet you're complaining about the price of the policy you bought.
I'm pleased with my policy because it's the cheapest thing in the market.
Well, then you're a winner if you got a cheap policy that you like.
How is she a winner if her deductible quadrupled? That's not winning. That's losing.
She didn't shop with anybody else. The only insurance company she talked to was Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Let her check. Gloria, go ahead.
If somebody can show me a cheaper deductible, I'd be glad to listen to them. But the thing is, nobody's talking about the deductibles. Nobody's saying, I got a good deal on my insurance. The insurance rates are not going down. And what they're doing is they're making it up with the higher deductibles. They're raising deductibles, and that's why they're keeping the prices the same place. The insurance companies are making out like a bandit.
Gloria, you just need to do a little shopping.
Then
that's what the exchange is all about.
But if you can get through to it, of course.
Well, see, that when I was shopping for this in December, there was no way you could get through to any of these places.
That's why perhaps you should use one of the navigators that's available to help you with this.
I'll tell you what, Glory, we got to get to a break.
But we
appreciate your call today.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, the show continues. Your call's certainly welcome at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as the show continues. The show continues, our final segment here with you. We decided, you know what, we're such giving, generous guys, myself and Roger, that we want to spend the time with you. So we're going to do that right now. We've got Don on the phone. Don, welcome to the show. You're with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple of comments regarding this whole insurance thing. Mm-hmm. I was looking into it back after October, after the marketplace opened, and this was before the website crashed, and was checking out my options because the company I worked for was unsure as to whether or not they were going to be dropping us. And from what I understand, I have a wife and three kids. The insurance cost for the year for their cheapest plan, which had that out-of-sight deductible that the previous woman was talking about, and this was through the marketplace, not through Blue Cross Blue Shield. The policy in itself was going to be just over $12,000 a year. But because a family of five, and I only make roughly between $32,000 and $35,000 a year, depending on overtime, the policy was going to cost like $140 a month. Mm-hmm. And the taxpayers would be paying for the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You get a credit, kind of like how the earned income credit works for when mm-hmm. you do your tax returns. So really all this, you know, healthcare reform did was take it to where my employer, had they dropped us, would have went, instead of them paying the other $10,000 a year for my premium, to the taxpayers. My thought was that the Democrats thought that the corporations, you know, should be spreading the wealth a little bit, and yet they're putting more money into their pockets with this whole health insurance going on. Instead of companies paying for health insurance for you, taxpayers are doing it if you can't afford the whole premium. and you meet within a certain income.
What about
my wife?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's okay. Go ahead. What were you going to ask?
What about the case where when Toyota wanted to build a transmission plant, they built it in Ontario for no other reason than they had no health care expense for their employees in Ontario. How does the United States compete with businesses in the rest of the developed world when they're the only ones who have to pay all the health care for their employees? When in all their competition that's from other countries has government-subsidized health care for their employees? How are we going to continue to have jobs in this country if we can't compete with Ontario, just the other side of the Detroit River?
Well, I guess we shouldn't put CAFTA into place, or for that matter, NAFTA. All it did was move jobs out of America.
Yeah, there we agree. As H. Ross Perot said, that giant sucking sound is jobs leaving the country.
Right, and Clinton signed it on his way out the door.
Absolutely. A pox on both their houses.
And something about Toyota, while they get a lot of praise for things, as somebody that worked in one before, most of the people that work for Toyota are temporary employees, depending on the location, obviously, and the plant they work for. Michigan and Battle Creek, we'll use that example because that's what I'm aware of.
Okay, Don, we got to run. The show is ending, but we appreciate your call.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.